talk about our own identity as the ambassadors of Jesus. So since we are his ambassador, his representative on the earth, our God of the life should be to live for Jesus. So if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. There's reason behind why we should live for him. Verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and the rose again. So, we as Jesus' ambassador on earth, we live because he died. If without Jesus, sacrifice, and we have no hope. So that's why Jesus loves us. This is called the love of God. And because of this, as Apostle Paul, he said, this is one of the characters we study in this SSC, CYSC. He is a true soldier of Christ, right? So he said, whether we live or die, we are Lord. So we belong to Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why when we are about to return back to our own life, now once again, this is a moment for you to think about how to live for Jesus, how to change yourself, and then really return from your old way, become a new life and to have a life of victory. So to Paul, because he experienced the tremendous change, transformation of the power of Jesus. So after the great light shone upon him, he changed totally. So from his thought, to his living style, to everything inside him changed. So that's why in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, we are all familiar with this verse. Paul, he proclaimed to everybody, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So when you see him, you see Jesus. So this is called ambassador, right? Because he brave enough to proclaim to everybody, when you see me, you see a Christ living on the earth again. And this is the goal for all. So to be able to reach this level, we have to learn. This is the learning process. To imitate Jesus. So that's why, especially to those who are in weak, to Paul, especially to the members in Corinth, he said to them, you have to imitate me as I imitate Jesus, because he really changed himself. So his life is no longer himself, but Jesus. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, let's turn to this verse to read. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. 4:14. Someone read for me. Arian, can you read for me? 4:14. Yeah, keep going. Verse 16. Thank you. So, this is how Paul behaved when his life transformed. He said he just like a father really loved the church member. He said, "Beloved, as my beloved children, I warn you, and then therefore I urge you, imitate me." So this is our goal, and we have to strive very hard to really imitate Jesus, because no matter what we are going to do, we have to always bear this heart of Jesus and imitate what Apostle Paul had, right? Always consider about gospel. So this is what an ambassador is supposed to do. So this we learned from yesterday. So ambassadors imitate Jesus Christ. But the key is we have to really understand and really truly know Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5:16 say, we no longer know him according to flesh. Jesus, he doesn't have a good outer appearance for everybody to desire, right? Just like in Isaiah 53, this is a prophecy of the Isaiah. Nobody wanted to look at the second times. This is how it is. He has been described as the outer appearance of Jesus, but indeed, so many saints, or in the Bible, so many so-called the soldiers of the gospel, they really shown the same longing sound from their heart. Like in Psalm of Solomon say, "Throw me away, we will run after you." So you can see in our history, TJC, we have so many workers, right? Especially for the previous generation. Let's try so hard to follow Jesus, and this is become a example for us to imitate, to learn. So this is really a meaningful life. So once we start to transform, to change ourselves, really have a life for Jesus, we will find out every minute in our life we have to use it wisely. So you are not going to waste your time on a game. You are not going to just hang out with your friend without reason. You just try to kill your time. No. Every moment, we have to always consider about how am I going to represent Jesus in front of my friends, in the school, in the family. So this is very important. We have to always consider this. So let us have the same heart with Jesus. And this by doing so, we are really the ambassador of Jesus Christ on this earth so far. We are learning. So to be able to represent the Christ on earth, we have to really live in the same image of Jesus, right? So because this is a master. If we don't really know it, then we may live as we are. This is what I am. But actually, we can change it. So the glorious image of Christ, you can see, even though Jesus, he doesn't have a a beauty from outside viewing, but inside of Jesus, how glorious his image is. In Matthew 11:28, we are familiar with this verse, right? My heart's gentle, lowly. This is so-called the truly humility. So people can really get along with Jesus, no matter who they are. They just can come to Jesus and receive rest from him. Right? Without humility, without humbleness, nobody will get closer to us. So if we are going to live in, to have a life for Jesus, we have to learn from the humility first. So that's why after we go back to our normal life, go to our church, to serve in your, no matter what position, you will pray. You just come up with the humility, humble yourself to serve and like a servant. So we are not pop up, say, you see, I learned how to fight a good battle, right? Now I commit myself to, I know my identity as so, so and so. No. Always come up with a humility, learn from Jesus to serve and with love. In John 13 verse 1, this is the verse we always turn to during the foot washing sacraments, right? Jesus, he loved his disciple until the end. Until his last breath on the earth. So this is called love. And this love glorifies so many. And this is the image. We have to learn it. Always bear this in mind, love. We serve, we live in for Jesus because of love. Because we love him. He loves me first, and he died for me. Now, I live for him, and I will go into love him. And in this society, so sinful, right? This is a sinful generation. We have to always try very hard to keep holiness like Jesus and remain ourselves pure. Pure in our heart, pure in our conduct. So consider if we are going to heaven to stay with this glorious master whom we have represented before on the earth. But if at the end we cannot see him face to face, we cannot really view his glorious true face, what is the lost, right? So without holiness, nobody can see God. Always keep this in mind. So don't treat it lightly, say, okay, if I defile myself in certain area, then I still can repent and then go to heaven to see God. No. If we have this kind of thought, then we cannot remain holiness. Because there are so many temptations. Try to attack and try to make us astray from his image. So let's all strive together. We encourage one another. Even though we go back to our normal life, to our local church, we still contact with one another, try to pray for one another. So we can all live out this glorious image of Jesus, really become his ambassador. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read verse 14. 2 Corinthians 5:14. 14. Can you read it for me, Ariel? Amen. So the driving force to be ambassador this thought, if really can be touched by the love of Jesus, then his love will compare us, because we judge thus, if one die for all, then all die. So this love, always consider the love, because, you know, every time the end of the spiritual communication, we always come conclude with Holy Communion. Try to bring us back to the original theme of this very last moment of Jesus on earth. He died for all. Then all should live for him. So he just like a little kernel of grain died on the earth, right? And then grew up so many seed and so many life again on the earth. So this is how the gospel can be multiplied. If we, right now we have about 50 members, our college youth, on this area. Jesus, he, in flesh, he was only one flesh only. But if every one of us can become his ambassador, now we have 50 Christ living on the earth, on this area, to represent him, right? To live for him, to preach the gospel, to carry out what he's supposed to do on earth. So this is how, that's why he died, and it's come out with more fruit. So we have to always keep this in mind. This love compares us. And the other force is behind this earthly life, we have an eternal, far beyond our imagination of exceeding and eternal weight of glory. This glory is not just a worldly glory. Say you are going to be rewarded, and as a first place, just like a soldier, you just won a battle, but next is coming, right? But when you go back to heaven, this is eternal glory. And so far on this earth, it's not easy for us to imagine what is the so-called eternal glory. But if you just try to think about in the very dome sky, but just a light, a strong light shines through it, and you see it in the darkness, you see the light. How joyful is your feeling will be, right? So this eternal glory must become a driving force for us to really live in for Jesus, because we are waiting for this glory at the end. Time is so short, actually time flies so fast, right? Because within 1 week, 2011 become history, no more. We don't know how many more years to come, but we know one day the ending is coming. So can we live for 100 years? Maybe. But no matter how many years, one day the end is here. We have to face death. But after death, what are we going to stay? Where are we going to be? Right? So always consider life is just temporary on this earth. Where is the eternal life? And this is the force for us to really, really strive for this glory, eternal glory. Then as an ambassador, we also have to have self-recognition about who we are. We have been authorized and empowered by Jesus. So that's why we become his ambassador, to represent him. So what do we have that we did not receive? Nothing, right? None. Everything we receive, everything we have on this earth, received from Jesus Christ. So we must always honor our master and be humble to rely on Him. Otherwise, if we pop up, then we become disqualified to represent Him, because the Master is a humble, the most humble being ever on earth. In the Old Testament, in Numbers, we read the verse before. Moses, right? He is the most humble person on earth. This is in Old Testament time. But the entire human history, the only one being can be because humble, Jesus Christ, because He is this glorious God, manifest on the earth to show what is love, what is humility. So this is our Master. He give us this authority and the power to live for Him. Keep in mind, rely on Jesus and be faithful. Paul, he said, he count me faithful and put me into this ministry. So it is required in this sermon, in these ambassadors, to be faithful. So faithful meaning we have to really perform our work. If we are entrusted for certain task to finish it, we have to make it complete. Always do it with our whole heart. So living for Jesus, what are you going to act when you are assigned a certain work to finish? Do it with all your heart. Try to make it perfect as our Lord Jesus is perfect, right? So once, if you are an IT teacher, do your best to prepare yourself, equip the truth you are going to teach. Always strive for it. Be faithful. So we can really become more mature in the future as a worker in the church. If we can be faithful in the small task, then we are going to be entrusted in even more tasks, even more responsibility in the future to carry out. And always will be faithful. Okay. So we have an aim. The aim is we want to well please to Him. So this is in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's turn to this verse. Chapter 5, verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. Jian, can you read for me? Thank you. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. This is the aim for an ambassador, right? Always please the Master. And then we have to complete the mission that He has entrusted to us. Because back to the very beginning, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, this is the so-called ambassador. Jesus gives this work to those who in Jesus Christ, right? God gives this mission to those who are reconciled first to Him. So we have to go out to preach, you know. So proclaim to this world, okay, to be reconciled to God. And this is the how we see this verse from Acts chapter 26, verse 9, 18. Okay, so let's do it together. Acts 26, verse 18. We do it together. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So may God bless us. and really empower us through his prayer. So every one of us will be going to have a life for Jesus, really be transformed through these 4 days, and will become different after you go home. You present yourself before your parents, before your siblings, before your local church members. They can say, yes, we see. We see this a new ambassador of Jesus in front of us. So through prayer, we have to keep this in mind. Pray harder to receive power from him. And then fasting prayer is a key. Some of us in this CYC, because the church treats us so well, right? We add too much sometimes. Oh, we add too much. And so sometimes we have to, why in doing the CYC or SSC, we have to discipline ourselves, you know, try to fast and pray to experience what is so-called fasting for 40 days. Can you imagine fasting for 40 days? If we fasted for 1 day, maybe, right? 3 days, you probably cannot rise up already. But 40 days, but Jesus performed his life just like normal. Can we skip one meal, two meal, special for him and for a special purpose? Okay? So, because we are in college already, we are going to, in the future, very soon we will be input more responsibility. So that's what a precious chance was to learn. I will fast and pray to receive power. Why not? So let's come forward and pray together. Hopefully this prayer will become our really turning point in this CYC. Let's come up and pray together.